Tell me why I don't like Mondays. Tell me why I don't like Mondays. Doesn't matter now, does it? Monday to Sunday. Doesn't really matter what day of the week it is at the minute. Childhood song, that, remember that? About 1978, 79, I'm going to say. Boomtown Rats. Preferred Rat Trap myself. Right, where are we? We're Monday. Yesterday's story tickled a few. A couple of you asked, a couple of WhatsApps and a Twitter and something else, can't remember what. Why I didn't think on my feet. I hope there's some women listening to this, because I think at times males have a perception that women are flipping stupid, and I can assure you they're not. I was done. I was banged to rights as soon as the words come out of my mouth. And if men can just learn that you get caught like that, just come clean. It's pointless trying to bullshit, because all you do is get yourself worse. And the talk people saying that to me yesterday, and as I say, three or four came back. Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Can't believe you didn't do this. Reminded me of another story, which wasn't me. I was there. We used to go to Mallorca every year golfing. Some of the guys been going 25, 30 years. I probably went for about 10 years, and it used to either be, it could be anything. It was sort of an open house. Could be 8, could be 24. We're always down to 4 balls, divisible by 4. But the guy who organised it, he didn't sort of say, oh, you can't go. It was more the merrier in his view. And this one year, there was a load of us, and one of the long time goers, he was a complete and utter prick. I couldn't bear him. I used to avoid him by the plague, but he was married with kids. But every week he used to go on this holiday, really not for the golf. He used to go because he used to arrange to meet a woman from, I think, Leeds or somewhere every year out there. So he would play golf with us, eat his food, and then disappear. And like all these things, when there's a big group, you do split into groups with your mates. My mate, the racing guy, I got into it with him, and that's me and him used to go off with a couple of others and just have a few beers and a laugh. But there was the rule that you played golf, and then you had to go back to the hotel, drop your clubs off and things, and there was a beach bar, and everybody had to go to the beach bar after golf, and you talk bollocks for an hour, have a couple of beers. People would talk about their rounds of golf. So we're down in this beach bar one day, and this old knob ends there. And I clocked it straight away. He went absolutely white as a sheet. The colour just drained out of him instantly. He went ghost white. And guy opposite him noticed it and went, what's up? And he had in texting to me his holiday, I don't want to use the phrase, but a bit on the side, I guess, his holiday romance or whatever you want to call it. He'd typed out a text, which I don't know the wording of, but understand was quite graphic, and then had pressed send, but rather than send it to the girl from Leeds that was in Mallorca, he'd sent it home to his wife. And the next hour, I sat and watched with my mate, the horse racing guy. We sat drinking lager, watching grown men, some up to the age of 65, try and come up with elaborate excuses that he could follow up with to get him out of it, and that they thought his wife would fall for. And honestly, it was pathetic. Tell her you were drunk and thought it would be a laugh as missing her. Another guy, the guy next to him, remember him saying, tell her it was me. Just tell her it was me. Just tell her I was using your phone to text my girlfriend out here. And I've sent it to the wrong person. And I mean, it's one of them where you go, what are you on about? I said, you know, what, so you've happened to use his phone, you've either accessed his messages to his wife in doing that, which there'd be no reason to do, and then you've typed a message on the bottom of that and clicked send, or you've gone into his contacts, just so happened that you found his wife, and then you've clicked that, and then you've clicked send her a message, then you've typed her a message, all accidentally, because you were trying to, I mean, it is. It was sitting there going, and I said to the author, I said, they just think that women are stupid. I mean, all they're going to do is make this worse. Well, I'll tell you exactly what happened. He's divorced now, so there you go. Yeah, nonsense, see? You don't double down on things. When you're caught out, flip it, hold your hands up and move on. So there you go, yes. We have a few requests. I've had a few requests over the weekend now. We're bonding, see, now you're getting the idea. You don't need flipping Jeremy Vine or Morgan on GMTV or whatever it's called, or Ken Bruce on the radio. I don't even know who's Radio 1. No idea. Chris Evans, whatever he's on, Virgin. I don't know who's on Capital either. You don't need any of them. You've got the FTS bet slip. So we've had a few requests, a birthday mention and an anniversary. So I've got to get this one started now. We're bonding. Dan Laker, happy anniversary, mate, to you and your good wife, Jody. Dan, never met him, relative newcomer to FTS, but he is a good old Spurs fan. And I hope that you and Jody have had a fantastic first year of marriage, mate. And I wish you many, many more, my friend. Have a lovely day. I know it's difficult. Make the most of it. But I hope you and Jody do have a fantastic day. Many congrats. And we'll meet up and have a beer. Bring Jody. We'll have a few beers at a game when the football starts up. And AD Burr, 51 today. AD, many happy returns. I didn't know whether he wanted me to give the age, but AD, long-standing FTS member and an all-round good egg. So happy birthday, AD. I know it's tough times again, but make the most of your birthday. What is a good egg, by the way? Where did that come from? He's a good egg. So AD, have a great birthday. Dan and Jody, have a fantastic anniversary. Congrats to you all. Anyone else who wants shout outs, just ask. Told you, you don't need any of that. I know it's dark old days at the minute, but a little shout out, if it can put a smile on somebody's face, let's do it. Talking of dark days, somebody forwarded me that Piers Morgan CNN clip. Very, very disturbing. I'm going to say this quickly. I found myself agreeing with him. Enough of that. Move on in case it's contagious. But called his old mate out, didn't he? Good. His old mate hasn't hit back yet. I had a quick look this morning to see if he'd hit back, but he hasn't. Right, let's get on with the business then, shall we? We got to go back. We got to go straight in with the jokes. He's trebled down. I'm not giving him any more goes because he's going to hog the show soon. But Sal has come in for go three. Yes, he's come in for go three. I've got to find it. Sorry, Sal. Oh. Would help if I had some Wi-Fi. My Wi-Fi's gone off. Can't access the email. Oh, here we go. Yeah, let's pay your bills. Right, let's find it. Where is it? I've got to find it. Sorry, Sal. Oh, I've had an absolute mare. I'm having an absolute mare. Here we go. Right. He's determined. This is what he's put. I'm determined to get a digital snigger from this horrible lot. And he couldn't. He's given me two. I'm only going to tell you one. We may well on another day come back to another one. But this is it. Sal, day three, going for the hat trick. I wasn't particularly close to my dad when he died, which was lucky because he got hit by a bus. Not bad, that one, Sal. I think that's probably the best of the three. I think I showed you up yesterday with my story. I think that took away from the quality of your jokes. And birthday boy aid. We've got to give birthday boy aid has given a joke. I'm not sure about this one, aid. I'll be honest, son. I'm not sure about this one. I think you've just done yourself, but you've put it in. So I've got to send it. The lesbians next door bought me a Rolex for my birthday. I think they misunderstood when I said I want a watch. Well, I'll leave the crowds to make their minds up, AD boy. I'm not so sure myself, son, that one. Yeah, but Sal, not bad, son. Sal's good. AD, leave it. I'll leave it to the crowd. Leave it to you lot. It's not for me to judge. What else have I been doing? I built myself some Excel genius stuff yesterday. Absolute Excel genius stuff, and I was determined to do it on my own, so I sat and plugged away, and I did have to make one phone call to Art to ask him about a formula, which we solved literally in about a minute, but it is absolute genius. I keep saying I can't wait for the football to return with what I just love what I built yesterday. I'm not going to tell you about it, but we're working Dixon, Coles, Poisson, all sorts of football data analysis stuff that we've done for Ultimate, or heading towards. I mean, unbelievable, and I mean that, unbelievable, and yeah, incredible. But I was so chuffed with myself, you see. You know, when you get that sense of satisfaction doing something yourself. I sat for hours, literally after doing the podcast. I didn't eat anything. I just got fully ensconced in a bit of Excel, and I built myself two sheets. I added some stuff to one sheet, and then built myself an analysis sheet, and flipping superb, absolutely, honestly, superb. So there, I'm not going to tell you about it. You're not having it. Loads on some of the training. You may see it this week. There's a little teaser for you. What else have we got? Book. This is a good book. This is a book everybody should read. This now. You're going to take the piss out of me when I try and say the author, because I've got no idea how to say this. It's a book called Flow. You know, these books I'm giving you, they're books I've read. I don't put anything out there that I haven't read yet. And I know people have sent me books, and the reason why I haven't said them is because I haven't read them. Some of them I've got on a list to read. But the ones I put out, I read. And obviously, you make your mind. Things like the Catch 22, etc. You'll make your mind when you read them, and somebody said to me, "There's only so much self help you can read." Well, yeah, if you go to the slight edge, you could read 10 pages a day and keep going for the rest of your life, and you'll be better for it. But I do think The Slight Edge is a book that everybody should read. I think Atomic Habits is a book that everybody should read, and I put this one in that bracket. Flow, The Psychology of Optimal Experience. I've had it 5-6 years, read it 2-3 times, keep looking back at bits in it as well. It's by a guy, and this is where you're going to laugh at me. His name is Mihaly, and then I don't even know, Csikszentmihalyi, Csikszentmihalyi. Basically, his family dropped the Scrabble bag of letters years back, and that's what came out, and that's it. But it's a really, really good book. How to make life meaningful. One of the key things is about free time, how to use free time, which is very apt at the minute. So Flow, The Psychology of Happiness. The front cover says the classic work on how to achieve happiness. But Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, Flow, The Psychology of Happiness. Again, all these are on Amazon. This is on Kindle for a fiver. It is a relatively... I saw some messages about Sky fees this morning. And I look at that and think, you can buy 20 books for 1 month of Sky on Kindle and keep yourself a lot more entertained than the shit that they turn out. I've got to ask a question, because it keeps coming back. You look at this time, particularly if you find yourself on Twitter, that all of a sudden celebrities and people, because they want to keep their names fucking current and in, they comment on all the COVID stuff and everything. They're fucking experts. There's more fucking celebrity epidemiologists than there is flipping football pundits now, but they all feel they got to chip in. But the one I can't fathom in this world where everybody gets fucking hung, drawn and quartered, how did Jamie Carragher keep his job after gobbing at people? How did he keep his job? I mean, it's not just a little bit. I can't bear the man. I never have really liked him. And I look at it, I think he's absolutely fucking dreadful on Sky. I turn it down if I'm watching football and he's sitting there co-commenting. I have to turn it down. We're all like our team, but at least Gary Neville does do it with a sort of level of no bias when he's watching teams. Jamie Carragher might as well put his fucking Liverpool shirt on, scarf, and run round the ground. No matter whether he's watching Burnley and flipping Huddersfield or whatever. But how did he keep his job from spitting at people? I know the old Liverpool fans are going to come after me, but I just don't get it. I don't get it. All that sort of, you've said it before, jobs for the boys, why we have to have 10 of them at a football ground, but they're all chipping in now, aren't they? All fucking have to chip in, and experts on everything. Let the fucking scientists sort it out. Simple as that. I could go into that Times thing, but I'm not going to bother, because I'll just get angry. Right, that's that. So I've done the book. What else have we got? Oh, spicy beer shrimp. You'll like this one, boys and girls. Spicy beer shrimp. This is the ones who like things a bit hot. We're not going to waylay. If you're having this, have it spicy or don't have it at all. Serve it over rice, or you can serve it over a baked potato, but it is better with rice for me. Spicy beer shrimp. Right, you can make this with Guinness. And if you're going to use Guinness, don't use the flipping draft can with the widget in. Get a bottle of normal Guinness, or get a, I quite like it with bitter, like London Pride or Doom Bar. And what I do, I take the, unzip the can and just leave it for a couple of hours to warm up and get a bit of the gas out of it. Not massive gas in them, but just to get it out. Don't be using a can of John Smith's with the old widget in. So London Pride, Doom Bar, Guinness. Spicy beer shrimp, you'll like this one. Okay, so ingredients, you need some olive oil, a knob of unsalted butter, onion, garlic clove, some tomato puree, your beer, you want about half a litre to 600, I mean, the more you put in, the better it is, isn't it? 600 mil. A couple of ounces of sweet chilli sauce, a quarter teaspoon of cayenne pepper, some fresh coriander, and some lime, get a juice of lime, and then just some raw shrimp. And it is better if you don't buy the ready cooked stuff. If you can buy some raw shrimp, even frozen raw shrimp that you defrost and cook are better than buying the pre-cooked prawns. They do them on the fresh counter, don't they, raw ones? So yeah, just pick them up, cook them for a couple of minutes. Right, so heat the oil and the butter in the frying pan. The oil stops the butter melting. Add the onion, medium heat, bit of salt, pepper. Cook that until it's starting to brown. Not too, medium heat, don't want it going burning, 5 to 8. Throw the garlic in, crush it, throw that in, and cook for another minute. Then stir in a couple of good tablespoons of tomato puree and cook that in. Then the beer. Pour the beer in, your sweet chilli sauce and your cayenne pepper, as I say. Good eighth to a quarter of a teaspoon. Want some heat in this. It's nice with a bit of heat. Bring all that to the boil for 2 or 3, 4 minutes until it starts to thicken. You'll start to see it thicken up. Turn down the pan to a simmer. And then add the shrimp with that. Don't just tip it in. I use tongs. Place them in there so you've got them all sort of separated out if you can, so they're not on top of each other, so you cook them evenly. Cook for a couple of minutes. Turn them over. Cook for another couple of minutes until they're fully pink. Then stir in. Take it off the heat. Stir in the chopped coriander, a good bunch of chopped coriander, and the lime juice. Stir that in. Serve it over a bed of rice. Absolutely, you know the word, beautiful, beautiful. There you go. See, I should have done a book. I hope somebody's written all these recipes down. We can have the FTS recipe book. It'll be the bestseller. What else? Right, the poker, I'm going to have a look at. What I'm going to do now, I'll tell you exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to run 2 tournaments a week. I'm going to do Friday this week. And then I'll probably go Friday, Tuesday. If I can get one sorted out for tomorrow, I will do. I've just got to see what I'm doing. Oh, no, I'm not going to do Tuesday. I can't do Tuesdays. I'll do Friday. Do we want to do Friday, Monday? Don't want to do. It's difficult finding days. Or should we do a weekend evening? Do Friday, Sunday. Give me a shout what days. I can't do Tuesdays, Wednesdays. Because I do calls and things with FTS people. We can either do Monday. We don't want to do Thursday, Sunday. We don't want to do Saturday. So we either do Monday or Sunday. So give me a shout what you think might be good doing a Sunday evening, maybe. I'm only going to do £11 ones. Wasn't massive call for doing ones past that. I'm going to move the start time to 7:30, just to give people who put kids to bed another 15 minutes. And I'm going to do one tournament 10-minute blinds and one 5. It was almost 50-50. It was almost Brexit-like for the 10-minute blind, 5-minute blind. So the Friday night one, I will do the longer format, the 10-minute blinds. The new one that we do on Sunday or Monday, I will do the 5-minute blinds. So we'll have a couple of week, and then post-lockdown, somebody said, well, I keep them going. It all depends. Like, if there's football on Friday night, I can't be sitting playing poker. So it all really depends on what happens with the football and the comeback. I don't mind doing the odd one now and then, and obviously we can close season, but it's not going to be something I'm going to commit to for the rest of my life, organising a Friday poker tournament. But certainly through the lockdown, we will continue. So we'll have one on Friday and then perhaps one next Sunday or Monday as well. Okay, time for Winston to try and attack me. Lovely, thank you ever so much, boy. Getting big ears, flipping heck. He was 12 kilos when we brought him home. He's 18 now. Flipping great lump you are. Leave me alone. Right, what else? Stat of the day. That's it, we're into it. Stat of the day. Stat of the day, right, we're going back to football, we're going back for ultimate members, we're going to Poisson, and they're going to be instantly, how does he know that? I've got a Poisson database with lay odds, which my good friend Art helped me put together, so I'm giving you a little, you'll be able to check the back side, but you won't be able to check the lay side, obviously, but very simple for you guys. Where my Poisson calculation, and remember it's not a flat Poisson, it's an adjusted Poisson. We have an adjustment in the calculation, modified Poisson. Where my modified Poisson makes the over 2.5 less than or equal to 1.75. So where it's favouring over 2.5 goals. Considerably, so less than or equal 1.75, and in the Premier League, French League One, and the Dutch Eredivisie, backing over 2.5 wins 22 points, laying both teams to score no wins 20 points, but laying under 0.5 first half goals, so saying there will be a first half goal between 3 and 4, wins 84 points. So you've got 271 games that meet that criteria since October 2017. 22 points back in overs, 20 points laying both teams to score no, and 84 points laying a first half goal. Obviously, it's favouring 2.5 goals. If it's favouring 2.5 goals, usually you need a first half one to get to your 3, don't you? So it is another rock solid method for those of you on the old Poisson Ultimate. Write that down. It does work. It does in the two leagues. It's really Championship, but that's hard anyway. And Serie A, but the other leagues are okay-ish as well. So, but the three best performing leagues are French League One, Dutch Eredivisie, and the Premier League over the last couple of seasons. And you can, if you have all three bets, then you're fine. You can crack on. Just bear in mind, if it's 0-0, you lose 3 times. So whatever way you want to do it, you might just want to do the first half goal. You might want to wait 20 minutes if it's 0-0 in the first half. Get involved then. Perhaps play the first half goal and the over 2.5. Wait till half time. Do 1.5. Loads of ways to win at this game. I think I'm done. I think, ladies and gentlemen, I'm done. I'll say it again. Dan and Jodie, have a fantastic day. Adi, enjoy your birthday. All the best people have their birthdays in April. I was just thinking, when's Trump's birthday? Was it in April? I'd have fucked myself then. But it's not. It's June sometime, isn't it? Right, have a lovely... Can't go a day without mentioning him, can I? I am. I'm going to wean myself off it. Slight edge myself off the old orange one. Right, have a lovely, lovely, lovely little Monday. And I will be back with you tomorrow morning for more pearls of absolute wisdom.